after the Friday, I texted my mum and I was like, oh, the podcast's out.
Yeah.
And then about an hour later, she was like, hi, darling, listen to the podcast. Got some constructive feedback for you.
What was it?
I'd said I'm not ready to hear it.
Fine,
so
okay.
I don't know.
That's classic mum though, isn't it? Like immediately, this could be better.
Yeah, like it's your first one. Yeah, you'll get better. That's devastating.
That dagger to the heart.
Don't tell me that, because I already know. Anyway, should we get going?
Are we?
Let me just undo my belt.
Yeah, reasonable. Nice belt.
Thank you. I got this belt when I worked at.
I was going to say it looks fancy.
It is fancy. It's Versace.
Is it? A Versace.
It's a Versace belt. I got it in the bargain bin that they had for staff.
God, you're classy.
Yeah. So it's like faulty items that were like, someone will buy it.
Yeah.
But not our lovely customers.
Yeah. Some sucker will have that, but not...
One of the workers will have that. And I did. And I got it for £10.
Bloody brilliant.
I actually loved working at. It was a big place.
Yeah.
And square pie they had downstairs. Champagne bar.
Lovely.
You'd go down in your lunch break or after work. And of course the bargain.
Of course the bargain bin. The old £10 belt.
The old BB. The bargain bin. Yeah.
You saying BB just reminds me of one more ridiculous story before we start. I was talking with someone at work today about someone that became Baroness Scotland, because I can't remember why I didn't really listen to that part of the story.
Why would you?
But then we realised that if I did loads of charitable work and became a Baroness, I'd be Baroness Bignall, which sounds like a pantomime villain. Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay, you ready?
Are you free for a quick chat?
Hello and welcome to HR You OK, Hun? The podcast dedicated to the stupid... The podcast dedicated to the stupid, disgusting and weird world of work. Through the eyes of the professional version of the Princess of Genovia. HR.
That's my favourite one yet.
We're having our Princess Diaries moment.
I love it.
Yeah.
Such a good film.
Oh, isn't it? Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway.
Julie Andrews.
Oh, shit. The Devil Wears Prada was... Ah, yes. I was imagining Meryl Streep's Devil Wears Prada character, like, doing up the princess.
Amazing. That's a very different film, but I would watch it.
Yeah. Well, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Probably leave it there. Each episode, we'll be sharing the most horrendous work stories, spreading the latest gossip, and answering your HR conundrums. I'm Lizzie Boyd, and joining me today is...
Emily from HR! You absolutely can't get rid of me.
Oh, she's passed information. She's fucking in. She's waiting for her benefits to kick in.
God, I'm ready.
What you didn't know is this brings no benefits.
Interesting.
Or pay.
Yes.
Are you okay, hun?
Yeah, I'm okay, hun. Are you?
I've had the HR week from hell.
Have you?
I'll tell you what has brightened my day.
Mm.
The bird feeder.
Oh, lovely.
Emily, would you like pink or white?
I'll go white.
White? Well, we've got an NZ Savvy Bee for you.
Lovely.
A Marlborough and Oyster Bay.
Oh.
Let's crack her open. Cheers.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Oh, gorgeous.
I want to get pissed. Will I lose clients over this?
Yeah. Not the ones you wanted anyway, though.
Didn't want them anyway. The road to ruin is very fun. Cheers to that. Okay, so now we're going to move on to our stories.
Ready.
I know that this is the best bit. So thank you once again, everyone who sent in their workplace tales. And as always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's hruokhun@gmail.com. You can dear... You can DM us on Instagram or find our super secret Google form for extra anonymity. Okay, Emily?
Yes.
Our first story is called Fashion Police.
Lovely.
At the place I used to work, nobody was allowed to wear brown shoes or pink ties, as that was the CEO's privilege.
That is his privilege.
He wants to dress like an ITV game show host, and that is his privilege.
So specific.
Pink privilege.
Yeah.
What king baby? Once, the CFO, who was also the wife of the CEO, came in, took one look at the secretary, and then the most dramatic look of disgust fell across her face. She explained that she did not like the clothes the secretary was wearing, and that she wouldn't be able to stay at work looking like that.
No.
As far as I know, she was wearing neither brown shoes or a pink tie. And so, she took her out shopping and paid for loads of new clothes.
Oh my goodness!
Pretty woman walking down the street. She went from villain to hero.
Yeah!
Mummy!
If I found that out, though, I would absolutely borrow that outfit and then the next day go in and be like, CFO!
Oh no! Uh-oh, look at me! Look at me! There's a lovely new shop over there. And what a brilliant...
Wow!
I know.
What a great dress code.
Yeah.
You know, lots of places have, like, you know, no flip-flops, no shorts, no strappy tops.
No pink...
Just no pink ties no or pink brown ties. Shoes.
That's one of the two classics.
Yeah. What about a brown boot? I know.
Big mistake. Huge. Also, sorry, CFO, Chief Fashion Officer.
Now, do we know that that is not what it stood for?
We don't know. That could actually be it.
Yes.
She's just the CEO's partner and she loves fashion. Okay. It wasn't all good, though. The same CFO told one of the sales reps that their desk was too messy. She was very scary. She told them once, then twice, and then the third time she offered some non-verbal feedback. She took a bin and shoved slash swiped everything on the desk into it, including the laptop, iPad, and a plant, and just threw the whole thing in the big trash bin on the road.
Oh my god!
The guy had to go dumpster diving to get his stuff
back.
They also paid for my first and last lap dance. Where is this place?
Yeah.
I don't want a lap dance, but I do want free clothes. And I keep a very tidy desk.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, lovely.
I need to know what CFO stands for.
Yeah, yeah. Please get back in touch.
That story, like,
I've been diving.
Villain to hero, right back to villain.
Back down to, she did a hero sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, awful.
Awful.
I would have left the laptop and be like, it's your property. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, also, as CFO, she doesn't seem, assuming that does stand for finance officer, she doesn't seem to have a big eye on the finances.
No. To me, that's more evidence that it's fashion officer.
I think it might be.
Yeah. I also am interested in this lap dance, but...
Yeah, like, that feels like a, hopefully there's another story somewhere in the inbox.
Yeah.
Where were you? Did you hate it so much and that's why it was also your last?
Yeah. I worked for a company.
What? Your stories are so interesting.
I've actually had jobs in the past.
I learn so much about you every time I see you.
Someone employed me.
Wow.
I know. Big mistake. Huge. Yeah, I'm sure they probably did think that. But one of the, like, senior managers, it got found that he was paying for sex workers with his...
With his company credit card. No!
And for clients. Yeah.
Wow.
Big mistake. Huge.
Huge. There was someone that used their work phone to enter loads of, like, you know, like, ITV competitions.
Oh, my God.
And I always thought that was, like, ridiculous enough. That's ringing the phone. But...
Oh, my God.
I'm a competition winner. And they'd be like, no, sorry, this is the sales course.
This is your client?
Yeah, this is your CFO.
Yeah. Guys, why have we paid 200 quid to Omaze?
Yeah.
Okay. This next song is called
Easter Egg.
It's called Easter Egg.
Cool.
Am I high? Okay. When my work best friend finally found a new job and left.
Hate it when that happens.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah.
They left some little treats behind. I wondered why they'd spent so much time in the printer and stationery cupboard on their last day, but I assumed they were making handover manuals.
Bold assumption on someone's last day.
Yeah, they're probably making a handover manual.
Yeah.
They're probably printing out erotic.
Yeah.
Okay. A week later, it all clicked into place when the first of the treats was discovered by a colleague. A little bit of paper slotted between plates in the kitchen with just four words printed in bold. I hate this job. So good. Not offensive.
No.
It's like, not mean. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Over the coming weeks and months, we must have found over 100 of these
notes. No.
It's now been 8 months and we found another one last week. I've kept some and intend to do the same when it's my turn to escape.
Yeah. That is iconic.
That's so good.
I'm also surprised it doesn't happen more.
Yeah. We'll take that idea. Like, everybody listening, if you're leaving a job that you don't like, the person who wrote in and was like, oh, but they've already left.
Oh, but they've already left. Post them. Post. That's a lot of money in stamps.
You'll be out of pocket. But that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I hate this job.
Like you say, I was going to say it's subtle. It's not subtle. But it's casual. It's just, you know.
It's not pointed at anyone.
It takes a few days. You go and get a plate to eat your lunch and you're like, it's kind of interesting. What's this?
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's like a, Easter egg.
Yeah. It's that's great.
Really good. Okay. This one is called How the Other Half Live.
Mm-hmm.
When the company I worked for went into liquidation, we, the HR team, were left to close things down and sort through the building's years of paperwork. We'd finally got to the CEO's office, they'd long gone by that time, and were sorting through the files, gathering old personnel records.
Do you remember what they're called? Yeah.
Yeah. All paper.
Lovely. Yeah.
And we noticed that the bookcase was slightly unparalleled to the wall. We were just about to push it back into place, and then we realised it was a secret door to a secret room that nobody knew about.
No.
The secret room was, in fact, a luxurious bathroom. And I'm talking luxury. Fluffy towels with the CEO's initials embroidered in gold.
You are joking. This is not a real thing that has happened to a real person.
Waterfall shower, all marble flooring, and a standalone bath with gold lion's feet.
No!
The shit.
Yeah.
It must have been made especially for him, for those late nights and early mornings after a cycle.
Insane.
Also, we discovered a few extra hidden employee contracts that we weren't aware of. They were for the CEO's partner's stable grooms person, stable hand, and their personal house cleaner. No wonder it went out of business.
You are joking! That's the sort of thing that you see in like a sitcom. Yeah. And you're like, oh yeah, the CEO's private bathroom.
As if it was just behind a cupboard.
Succession.
Yeah. You see the CEO going into the office. You knock on the door. They're not there. What's happened to them?
What's happened to them?
They're in the bloody bathroom.
Huge chunks of time blocked out in their calendar. And you're like, well, don't disturb the CEO. They're working on something really hard. And then
Do not disturb. They're having a bath.
Scrubbing their fake tan off or something. That is mind-blowing.
That's insane. But love it.
Love it.
And if I'm ever the CEO of a large company, I'll be having my own personal bathroom installed. And bar.
Yeah.
Who's cleaning the bathroom?
Who's cleaning the bathroom?
This guy doesn't sound like he would clean the bathroom.
Well, if he's got a contract for his at-home cleaner, he's probably not going to clean his own bathroom in the office. That is magnificent.
Yeah, lovely. Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, last story for you. Okay. It's called IP. And it's not IP freely.
No.
A few years ago, I worked at a place where we had people out running care homes and shared housing. They'd basically be on duty and live at the place to make sure everything was running smoothly. They had a space where they lived, but the office was still a separate office and normal office rules applied. We got a call one day from an IT support guy who'd been doing some fixes on a PC. Let's call him Frank. Frank obviously did not get the memo about what you do in an office.
Oh, Frank.
Because he'd been downloading a lot of porn and printing it out on a regular basis.
Printing it out.
I want to print this out. Where are you putting it?
What are you doing with it?
Putting a what? Photo album? What are you doing with this?
Just reading it on the train?
A hole punch.
Flip book.
Yeah. Got some slippery fish. I'll just... Pop this in a slippery fish for me, will you? File that under bum sex. We had to do the HR investigation and he wasn't particularly ashamed, even though we had to gather all the physical evidence of what he'd printed.
Oh, God.
Whatever reprimand was handed out was handed out. I forget which one, to be honest. But I do remember him sending an email afterwards to try and get the last word in, to say that he wanted all of his porn returned to him. Okay, fine, I will take that final warning, but yeah. I want all my porn back. We had the distinct pleasure of telling him that since it was printed on company paper from a company computer, that porn actually belonged to the company, so it was our porn and he couldn't have it back.
You can just see it, kind of company porn, just like in the kitchen on the table, just people to flick through while they're making a cup of tea.
In the breakout room.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, make yourself at home. Welcome, by the way.
Yeah.
I've got the breakout space here, magazines, porn, cryptic crosswords, etc. Wanking rooms through there. Ask that other guy about the wanking room. Oh my god, have you got any gossip? Oh my god, I promise you just crack on. Oh my god, it's outrageous. What the actual F? Cool, okay, now we move on to gossip. Our first bit of gossip. Our boss was in a foul mood last week and we couldn't work out why. The word on the streets is that someone got their hands on his personal fancy office whiskey and replaced it with apple juice. I'm guessing it must have happened at Christmas and was discovered in a client meeting. Oh. I don't think we're meant to know about the whiskey, so he's not said anything. I love that.
Yeah.
What is it, Mad Men?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's very American to have, like, secret in the filing cabinet whiskey. Yeah.
Number one, who has an office?
Yeah.
Office bathroom.
Yeah,
guy
definitely
has an office.
A theme for this one.
But, like, having an office and then having your own personal office whiskey. Yeah.
I've got this 12-year-old
vintage Scottish. Don't know anything about this.
Yeah, that's why malt. I had to stop.
Yeah, it's got like 24-carat malt. Yeah. Tastes remarkably like apple juice.
Yeah, very drinkable.
It's very delicious.
Goes down easy.
It's really delicious, actually. Okay, next bit of gossip. Mm-hmm. Tim and Andrew think that they're being subtle, but they're not. We all know they're seeing each other. Exhibit A, they both have the exact same lunch. Oh, Tim and Andrew, bless you. Time to let the cat out of the bag, yeah. I'd say. You've been foiled.
Yeah.
As we've learnt from this podcast, there's no hiding it.
No, there's no hiding it. And you think there is. Yeah.
Everyone knows.
There was somewhere I used to work and there were two similar sort of thing, two people seeing each other. And there was one day where it was like chucking, you know, that sort of like horrible rain on the way to work where you know you're just going to be miserable. And they'd quite clearly shared an umbrella.
Oh,
but they were both just wet.
She's got the right arm, he's got the leg.
Exactly that.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it was quite sweet. But it was that sort of thing when like, someone else goes,
How come you've got left arm, right arm, wet?
Well, they walked in separately. And that's then it was just like one of them went to sit at their desk, like, soaked on one arm.
Yeah, come on.
Not subtle.
Give up the ghost. Okay, our final bit of gossip, which I didn't know whether to put in gossip or as a story, but I've kept it as gossip because it's short and sweet. When the creepy regional manager sent an email to another member of the team asking them if they'd like to come to hotel room 123 for a personal meeting, it was a company away meeting. He actually sent this as an all-staff email.
No!
Then... So good. Actually, I would have killed to be the HR person.
Yeah.
The head of HR replied also in an all-staff email asking him to meet them for a personal meeting. We haven't heard from him since.
That is the only way to deal with it. No.
You come to mine.
Yeah, you come to me.
Come to hotel room 999.
Yeah. Oh, God, how do you come? I mean, he obviously hasn't come back from that, but how do you come back from that?
Also, what a stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't an all-staff email, using your work email to
even that, like,
be a predator.
Yeah.
Great.
Stupid. Do you not have, like, a chat function? Who emails?
Yeah. Clearly an old.
Yeah.
An old fella.
All-staff email.
All-staff email.
Email.
Dear all, would anyone like to fuck tonight? I've got a personal meeting.
And then just underneath, if you are.
Yeah. Excludes.
Yeah.
It excludes Martha,
yeah.
Steve, and John. Okay. Anyone else welcome?
Yeah. I just can't even imagine the fear once you realise what you've done. Because you know that when you send like something confidential or you immediately go to your sent folder to make sure it's gone to the right place. Yes. The fear once you have sent that, realised it's gone all company and then got that one back.
Or he's not realised yet. He sent it, gone and got himself ready. And then he's been like, oh, obviously he hasn't bitten. She's not taking the bait. I'll check back in.
Just lying there in his silk robe. Yeah. Like, door slightly ajar. Yeah.
Laptop covering his dick. This is Windows 95, baby. And I'm ready to rock. And then you're like, well, I'll just check in. Head of HR. Maybe the head of HR was looking for a shag as well.
Maybe.
If you heard that and it was you, you would know it was you.
Yeah.
So if you're the HR person that did that, absolute bloody legend.
100%.
Let's get you on the podcast.
Yeah, you could not have done that better.
I actually think that you should give up work now.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to top
that. You're not going to top it.
That's brilliant. Okay, so Emily, who is your HR soul of the week?
It's got to be the Easter eggs.
Oh, yeah!
So good. Like, yeah. No one got harmed, as far as we know, but yeah. Such... You must have felt so good afterwards.
Yeah.
Also, the amount of company property and time that was wasted on that person's yeah. last day.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. It's petty. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
There's no victim. That's what we love to see.
Yeah. Who's yours?
I like the chief fashion officer.
Yeah, nice.
I just think she's great.
Yeah. She's also awful.
Oh, terrible villain.
But great, yeah.
I imagine her as, like, Cruella de Vil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so stylish.
Top up?
Always.
I'm shit-faced. Yeah, lovely.
No, no, that's totally normal.
Okay, so now we move on to the final section of the episode, which is Advice Corner.
Anything you need.
Anything you need, but not...
But not anything, don't...
Not anything.
Don't take the piss.
No. And I'll tell you what else. I'm not your fucking mum.
Yeah. Yeah. I found myself the other day saying to someone, I think I say it quite a lot, always happy to help. And then the second I send it, I think, I'm not. Why are you lying to people all the time?
Why was I?
Yeah.
Not always happy to
help. I'm not always happy to help. If it's a rational, reasonable question, I will answer it.
But I won't be happy about it.
Won't be happy about it. There was also someone that I used to work with that used to have on the bottom of their emails, I read my emails at 9 and 4:30, so please don't expect a response outside of these two times.
That's inspirational.
Yeah. I mean, he was a knob.
Yeah, yeah, he does sound like a knob.
Yeah. I also don't think he got many emails.
Yeah.
You know when someone leaves and you're like,
what have you do? Oh my God, yeah.
This was like years and years ago, and sometimes I still think about it and I'm like, did he do?
I've had it a few times where it's been the same sort of thing. Someone's been there for a while and then they leave and like nothing changes, and then you're clearing their work laptop and you're like, there's nothing here.
Yeah.
Just like bollocks.
There was a person who, she was one of those like, I work really hard and I'm always here first and I'm always leaving last blah, blah, blah.
The office martyr.
Yeah, but she used to sit with her back to the window, and when it was dark, you could obviously see what was reflected on her screen. And you'd be like, I'm going to go now. And then she'd be like, I'll probably be here for a while longer. But like, you'd just see Netflix on her screen or something.
Okay. If you have a workplace conundrum or question and you want a couple of idiots to give you advice, write in.
That's us.
We're your guys. As always, if we don't read out your question on the pod, we'll do our best to get back to you. So yeah, just keep them coming. And we begin. My colleague that I sit next to farts all day. What can I do?
Oh no.
It's driving me mad and it stinks.
Oh my God, this is horrible.
This is the worst.
It's like when someone's got really bad body odour, isn't
it? Yeah, I don't know, mate, because they might be ill.
Yeah, it could be medical.
Nick would argue that I've got a medical condition. Oh, God.
Oh, it's brutal.
No, I don't know, like, I would speak to them.
Yeah, personally. You have to.
I would be like, you're the best, but I know you too well.
Yeah.
Did you know that you're farting a lot?
But maybe they don't know that they smell as well. Maybe they think they're like...
Yeah. My friend...
Yeah.
She had COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, got over it, but her sense of smell had gone.
Oh, yeah.
She went to a wedding and she had, like, bad farts.
Yeah.
But she sort of, like, forgot that she didn't have a sense of smell. So she was like, oh, I just don't smell.
Getting away with it.
And she was talking to some people she didn't know, whatever. And then her partner came over and was talking to her, and she did one while he was there. And then he was like, oh, my God, if you fart, that stinks. She just... like, oh my God, I've been doing it this whole time.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Maybe they've lost their sense of smell.
Is there someone brazen in the office that just says, you know, what everyone else is thinking nicely?
Yeah, that person is never nice.
No, that is true. That person is never nice.
I just say it how it is.
Yeah.
I just
yeah, if you don't like it, that's on you, not me.
Yeah, I just don't suffer fools gladly. Shut up.
Yeah, okay, I take it back. No one likes person.
Your problem is you're a prick.
Yeah. You just got to say something.
Yeah, you got to. Gently.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware, but quite often there's a smell.
And I think it's coming from your arse. You're a great colleague. Love sitting with you, but you're doing a lot of farts and my nose is not appreciating that. Okay.
I don't know if we've helped.
I'm sorry if we've not helped. Worst case, yeah? Get that person some carbon pants for Secret Santa.
Just a peg.
Yeah. Just peg your nose. Sure, yeah. Okay, next question.
Yeah, for the best.
My teammate has some very X-rated art on their wall. Very X-rated, they've put.
Why?
Art? I don't know.
Sure.
Obviously, we can all see it on video calls, but nobody's saying anything, should I?
I need to know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, to be fair, someone's version of very X-rated might not be the same as someone else's. It could just be like a nude outline.
Yeah, it could be.
If someone's quite sensitive
it could be.
To things. Or it could be P and V, P and A.
PVA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you feel like you want to say something, just fucking say something.
Yeah. Just be like, that's a nice vulva on your wall.
Isn't it yours? Do you know the owner of that vulva?
Whose vulva is that?
Any questions? Yeah. Whose vulva is that?
Where'd you get that picture of my vulva? Recognise this.
Yeah, honestly, I think if you want, especially if you think other people are bothered by it but no one else is saying anything and you want to say something, just bring it up.
Yeah.
And maybe just ask them to blur the background.
Yeah. Do you remember that news interview where the lady was being interviewed and there was a big dildo on her shelf?
Yeah.
God bless her.
Yeah.
Poor Julie. Okay, final question. Do I have to attend the summer and winter socials? I don't have kids or anything. I just don't want to go.
Nope.
No, you don't. Unless they're in work time.
Yeah.
And
but isn't it normally you say you have to work if you're not going to be there?
Yeah. So you can choose.
Yeah. Or just book holiday on those days if you really don't want to go.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Just say, oh my God, unfortunately, I...
don't like anyone.
Hate my job, my colleagues, so I don't want
to be there. I would be interested to know why you don't want to go and maybe dig into that deeper with yourself.
Yeah. Why don't you want to go?
So it's just really not some people's bag though, is it?
Yeah. Sometimes it's really my bag and other times it's really
not my bag. That's how I feel. I do think also there is that thing with HR as well where it's like you get to a point when people are like, oh, watch out for so-and-so. And it's like, that's really not my job.
Yeah.
But everyone just assumes it is.
At 10:30 was always my cutoff.
Yeah, same.
And I tell you what, lovely getting into bed at 11:30. Yeah.
It's nice.
You got no hangover yet.
Yeah.
And no friends.
No friends. But also, no beer fear.
Yeah.
Particularly at a work thing.
For someone who gets drunk quite a lot. I don't like myself drunk.
That is troublesome.
Yeah. No, I like myself tipsy.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a line. And then you realise that you're the one that just talks shit the whole time.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Show off.
Yes.
As soon as I start doing the worm, I know I've gone too far. And I do the worm.
You crack it out quite early.
Yeah. We'll do the worm after 3 large glasses of wine.
We'll put it on the Instagram.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's our advice, I guess.
Yeah. Is it? You don't have to go.
Yeah, you don't have to go. Book holiday or prepare to work.
Yeah.
Prepare to work. Yeah, you'll probably get those done. But I tell you what, you won't make any friends.
No.
Okay, I'm tired. Are you?
Yeah.
Let's stop.
That's enough advice, I think.
Thank you for listening to another episode of HR You Okay, Hun? Very important message. Please like, share and subscribe.
Do you want them to rate?
Oh, yeah. Do you rate, yeah.
But only 5 stars.
Only 5 stars, yes. Yeah. I'm not ready to hear real food.
No.
And a huge thank you again to everyone who sent in their questions, gossip and tales. If you have something you want to tell us, get in touch. It's hruokhun@gmail.com or drop us a DM, hun. DM me, hun. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Are you free for a quick chat?